It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single episode that we've had here on Mind Your Business. I've mentioned this over the last few years, actually. We're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. And of course, this is so, so special. And it's a testament to you, the great listener of Mind Your Business. And a special thank you for tuning us in once again. Every single week, we deliver great, important, critical business content. And we cover in general such a wide range of categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, strategic planning, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you will certainly gain valuable business advice in order to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to Srili, Michal, Malka, Tova, Miriam, Dina. Thank you, who plays such an important support role here at Bottom Line Marketing Group for the show. And a special shout out to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim. Thank you. And of course, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have a robust YouTube channel. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. The list goes on. C-Suite Radio, Player.fm. But the easiest way to access every single past show is going to the platform dedicated for this great program, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you can catch the interview I had with Joseph Aboud, this denoted fashion design icon, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, and over 350 other guests that have appeared on this great program. They're all available by going to on the platform mybradio.com. And without further ado, we're going to tonight's very special guest, Bill Higgs. He wrote the book Culture Code Champions: 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. And of course, he has he's a quite influential individual. Just a little bit about him. He is the co-founder and former CEO of Mustang Engineering. Bill is a distinguished graduate from the top 5% academically at the U.S. Military Academy of West Point. And he is also an airborne ranger and former commander of a combat engineer company. So he's certainly someone who's very qualified to discuss with us and share with us his secrets on Culture Code Champions. Bill Higgs, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hey, thanks. Everything you talk about on Mind Your Business, I think, has a culture aspect to it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I certainly feel that way, but hearing it from you obviously resonates and means a lot to me. So thank you. You know, so we're going to jump right in, because you really go at the subject in such a robust way. And of course, every business needs to understand this, but in order to break it down, I'm going to go at the obvious question that's in everyone's, that every business owner's mind, and that is, explain to us, why is a company's culture, why is corporate culture important and how directly as it relates to the company's bottom line?
Well, I think that's a great question. On the back of the book, I have in big letters, what is your current culture costing you? And I think people don't understand that if they're not intentional about creating a culture, they still have one. It may not be the one they want, but it's how they get business done within that company. And I've seen a couple of bad things happen. One, I've seen really good companies not take care of the business and just disappear out from under really good people. On the other hand, I've seen really good people who get frustrated with the company, feel like they're not being listened to, and so they move on to another company. that turnover of people and the inefficiencies that are created by having to hire and train new becomes a big number to the bottom line. At our company, we were four times as profitable as the other companies in our industry. And I feel very confident that anybody who's intentional about culture follows these steps that I'm putting out can add 5% to their bottom line. So if they're a 4% bottom line company, they could go to 9. And I think that's huge for any owner out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are ways that, now I'm going to turn it to the other side, what are ways that the team, that the employees benefit by working for a company with a great corporate culture?
Well, I think that's a good question, especially for young people who are out there interviewing for their first or second job. They need to be interviewing that company and finding out about their culture and how they connect people, because you don't have to just accept going to a culture that's a bit toxic and doesn't take care of you. You can find companies that bring people in, get them to work right away. I sort of liken it, in Houston, we had some huge churches, and whenever you would become a new member in one of those big churches, they immediately got you connected into two or three small groups, from a Sunday school to the choir to working with the youth group. That's what we did at our company. We got people connected on day one into two or three smaller groups to where they're feeling the power and the energy of that culture, and they're feeling connected. And as soon as we could, we got them into that team building experience to where now they're like, wow, I'm on a high performing team. This is the best place I've ever worked. When you start to get that feeling, you're starting to win the hearts and the minds of your people. And you'll find that you get things right the first time because now you're getting better communication.
Now, that's fantastic. Now I'm going to ask the obvious question that many business owners are faced with. And that is, if let's say you're investing all that effort into really building a great culture, but there is, let's say, a rotten apple on the team or someone who's just too high maintenance, you know, how, yeah, that's a tough one, Bill, but, you know, you wrote the book, so I know I could ask you.
Yeah, one rotten apple spoils the whole bushel of apples. Yeah. We worked real hard. We had a thing we called a new hire breakfast. So when we would bring in new people, we'd have this breakfast, we'd have all our managers, all the new people there, and we would be talking culture and how what was available to them within the company, what they would become a part of. And we were thanking them profusely for picking us, since there's 100 places they could work. Right. But part of that new hire, we would ask them who were the 5 best people that they'd ever worked with in the industry. And since we were a horse company, Mustang, we had this thing called Operation Horse Thief. Those 5 names would become our targets to go out and get, because they obviously had our DNA if they're being recommended by people that we had. But even with a good referral hiring process, you still end up getting that 1 or 2 people. And sometimes they were high up, like a project manager who's we'd call them a rainmaker. They could bring in the work from the client and do it. That's a very valuable person. But when we would have a rainmaker that was not living the culture and not treating people well, right, because we were out, what I call management by wandering around, touching our people, knowing what was going on, they would be telling us, hey, this person, you hired them in, they're really good, but they don't match the culture. We would coach a little bit, but if it didn't turn around very quickly, we moved them out of the company. And that sent volumes up and down and everywhere in the company when they would see us move a rainmaker out because they didn't match the culture. The people were so happy about it that they just closed that gap, and it was like that person was never there. They just picked up and made it happen. So I think you have to give it a whirl. We've moved some people to like a different department or a different area just to make sure it wasn't the person. But then if they're not working out, you need to move on.
Yeah. My guest this evening is Bill Higgs. He wrote the new – by the way, when is this officially out there, or when is it going to be on the market?
Well, January 31st is our official
that's,
launch
yeah,
at
so
Forbes
it's,
on 5th in New York City. So
that's
it's
amazing.
Coming
so
up quick.
Yes. So, by the way, Bill is a generous fellow. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of Bill's new book. Again, it's called Culture Code Champions. It's a Forbes Books release, 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. All you have to do to be entered into the giveaway is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Culture Code Champions. 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. And by the way, I mean, people win all the time. A special shout out to Manny Weiss, who won the book by Alan Fine. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Bill Higgs. He the brand new release. He wrote the book, Culture Code Champions. 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. And it's all about corporate culture. Corporate culture is a term that's tossed around, but the companies that are intentional about developing it are the ones getting ahead, and Bill is discussing it. In case you're just tuning in, by Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up at MOIBradio.com, so you could listen to it in your favorite way that you consume podcasts, iTunes and Google Play, etc. But certainly stay tuned for the balance of the show, where we're going to be talking all about corporate culture and how critical it is to every business environment. So with that, Bill, I'm going to jump in. Just like walk us through, what are some of the first steps that a company has to do in order to build a great corporate culture?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for all the listeners to Mind Your Business, It all starts with communication. My favorite saying is that all problems are communication problems. And so I tell people, write that on the back of your hand. And over the next 2 days, when you hit a problem, read that and then figure out where the thing really started. And you'll find it was a communication problem at the beginning. And it's at a handoff where somebody's getting somebody else to do something that was communicated improperly, resulted in the problem. So the first thing to work on is communication top to bottom in the organization. And one of the things that we used to do in the Army is we used to get everybody together once a month, and then every couple of months we would do something that would involve the families and the kids. When I got out in the civilian world, none of that was happening, but we started it at our company. And what I found is if you go to a picnic or you have a kid's skating party, now you've got all these different people from different departments, but they're mingling. And I call that free space. So they're in free space, bouncing in and out and meeting other people. Mm-hmm. And they're realizing that all these people are really good. Even the people in HR are good people. And it's because they meet their kids and their spouses, and they start saying, man, I'm on a really good team. And so that's starting the communication top to bottom is like a first step. And it busts what I call this busts the silos to where now people will talk, but also they'll meet people in other departments. So if they're working a handoff, now they know somebody they can talk to about how to do that handoff better. Yeah. So that's a big start is the communication. The second is to build that sense of team. I wanted to be in the Army. And when I, 5 years out of West Point, I got out of the Army, went into the civilian world. I wanted to be on the best team in the civilian world. I wanted to be on the team that everybody else wanted to join. And so part of your culture is to build that team camaraderie. So we had team songs. We had a mascot. Wow. Think about a baseball team or a football team or a high school team. Get all of those trappings going. People will eat it up.
So, you know, you teased us there about going through West Point and your Army background. Perhaps you could even share, and again, you've shared some already now, some points already now, but what other culture ways that they implement culture, corporate culture in the Army that you then, you know, picked up and like, wow, you know, I learned it there. It was amazing the way they gave it over. I have to implement that and see that through in the business world.
One of the things was, so I was a platoon leader, and then as a first lieutenant, I became a company commander. And after I was 6 months into being a company commander, and I saw all the demands on a company commander from the battalion commander. Mm-hmm. If I had gone back to being a platoon leader, I could have done a much better job because I understood what was important to my boss. And what they did in the Army is they worked very hard to get you to understand two levels above you what their job was. So in the civilian world, I tried to break it down to where you gave quarterly objectives to each person that was under you, and then they gave quarterly objectives to the people under them. And those quarterly objectives are what's most important to you to be successful. So if your people are working those objectives and deliver them, you're going to be successful, and you're going to make the person above you look good. So it's all, how can you be other-oriented? Don't worry about your career. If you make the person above you successful, you will have a lot of autonomy because there's always somebody else that's a problem that they need to go work on. So it's understanding and knowing the person above you, person two people above you, what drives their actions, what are they trying to get to? And if you make that easy for them, you'll be pulled right up along behind them.
My guest this evening is Bill Higgs. His new release is Culture Code Champions, a Forbes Books release, 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. And of course, it's available at bookstores nationwide and on Amazon. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of Bill's new book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of Bill Higgs' new book, Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person. It's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Zaflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. And of course, a special shout out to those tuned in at MYBRadio.com and on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is Bill Higgs. His new release, Culture Code Champions. It's all about corporate culture, and that's why we wanted to get Bill on. 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. Bill, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
A lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, my question now is, listen, the business world encompasses, you know, many age groups, right? Gen Z, Gen X, you have, right, and the millennials coming in and all the talk about that. Is there a difference in the way corporate culture affects the different age groups within a business?
I don't think there's a lot of difference if you're trying to build a differentiated culture that sets you apart from the rest of your industry. I think the key thing is to get engagement. So what we did, because we had lots of different age groups, we started what we called a Young Guns program. So anyone that came into the company that was under the age of 35 would go into a Young Guns year group. And this year group would do a lot of activities together. They would do some training and learning together. They'd do some give back missions to the community together. But if you think about a year group, it's going to be people from across the company. So you're immediately busting down silos and working communication with these young people, and they're getting engaged. And then we had lots of activities that were fun, from flying paper airplanes to dressing up parties to chili cook-offs. And one of the things I've found is the crazy pictures that come from that go out on social media. And now, especially the young people, they're like, wow, how did you get in a company that's doing that fun stuff? We haven't done that since the sorority or the fraternity in college or in our high school. And so if you can get them those pictures, now you're really sucking them in tight. And then you're going to get, again, their hearts and their minds pulled into your company. They're going to be talking good about you in the industry and to their friends. That's going to help you find more good people. So I think the Young Guns program was a big piece of it. Another part of Young Guns is we supplied mentors to everybody by year group. So that got some of the middle age and the boomers involved with the young people. And they all of a sudden they had to be up on their toes because these younger people are asking them questions and pushing them on their answers and why they did things a certain way. And I found that it really energized the folks that had been there for a while and actually made them wake up a little bit.
My next question, I actually want to preface it by thanking the listeners of the show. And that is the roughly 50,000 listeners of this program encompass small business owners, know, there were even a Fortune 500 executives that listened. And yet at the same time, of course, many employees that just want to get ahead in the business world and want to climb the corporate ladder. So therefore, my next question is really from an employee's perspective, and that is someone who's on the job market, they're in the hunt. What signs would you recommend that they should look for so that they land at a company with a great corporate culture?
One of the things that I've noticed in a number of different companies that I've gone to is you'll see fun signs in the parking garage. And then as you're walking in the front door, it's like there's things hanging from the wall and there's awards and there's a people focus that you can see and feel. And then the receptionist, you meet the receptionist and they're gung-ho. You can tell they're loving what they're doing. You can tell they're being challenged and they're all about connecting you to the right person and making sure that that happens seamlessly, flawlessly. So it's like right from the beginning, you can see it, you can feel it. When I would go up into a hallway and you're walking down the hallway with whoever's going to interview you, if they're saying hello to people or how's your day and those people know them by name, you can see that, there's connection within this company. The next place to look is at the coffee bar. And if you go to a coffee bar and they've just got government regulations posted there, that's a non-starter. It's like, come on. Because in every downturn that I was in an engineering firm, the downturn intensified at the coffee bar, because that's where everybody would say, hey, have you heard where there's another job? How much are they paying over at that company? What's going on there? And it would actually spiral attitudes down. So one of the things I focused on from day one was the coffee bar. I want fun pictures there. I want announcements of things coming up. I want pictures of kids up there so that everybody can look at that. And while they're getting coffee and they're talking to somebody, they can spiral their attitude up a little bit. So then when they're walking down the hall, their attitude's up and it just starts building across the company. So I think when you go to interview, yeah, you're a little nervous. You're going to interview. They're going to be asking you questions, but you need to be interviewing that company. And some of it comes from what you can see and feel from the beginning, the entrance, how you're received, how you walk down the hall. But then to me, an indicator is always that coffee bar.
Such a great tip. You know, I never thought of it that way, but that's, you know, you're right. That's the area where people, you know, crowd around and have some, you know, make some small talk, and you can get to see, you know, what the company's about. We touched on, my next question touches on something that we discussed earlier, but just from a different angle. What are some of the ways that a business is harmed by a bad hire? And really my question is, are there any tricks that you could recommend that a company can avoid, you know, getting a rotten apple?
Well, the big problem is if that not so good person that doesn't match your culture ends up being client facing. We worked hard to make sure everybody up and down the company got client facing time, which is unusual. Most companies won't take the risk of getting their people that are down in the trenches in front of the client. But we gave them business cards. We got them in front of the client. And imagine when a client would come in with another project and ask for a personal assistant or a drafter or a purchasing person by name.
Wow.
You know, this is Exxon. And I go tell this designer, hey, Exxon wants you on this next project. Man, you got that person for the rest of their career.
That's right.
So, so you don't want a bad apple getting in front of the client, and that one bad one is going to come from a bad apple, and it's going to take you a lot to recover from it. So, again, I think the working with your people to bring in and be able to interview and pick people that are known quantities helps you not get there. But as soon as you identify them, you need to move them out.
Yeah. My guest is Bill Higgs, Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. It's available at bookstores nationwide and, of course, on Amazon, a brand new release. Two lucky listeners are going to win a copy, an autographed copy of it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB. Text it over to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy of the new book, Culture Code Champions, a release by Forbes Books. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Bill Higgs. His new release is Culture Code Champion, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. By the way, two lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. Two lucky listeners are going to win the book, Culture Code Champions, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. And of course, it is available on Amazon and at bookstores nationwide. Bill, here's an interesting question. I mean, you know, thank God the economy is rolling along. But when a company has to do cutbacks or if there's a recession, you know, how could a company keep the corporate culture positive? Even while living through that turbulence,
it's really tough, very tough times. But the leadership, because they've been in the industry long term, will have a sense that that's coming from their projections, what they're talking to clients about. They'll have a sense that it's coming, and so there's a number of levers you can start to pull. One of the ones that we would pull early would be to tell the department managers, hey, if somebody's wanting to leave and they're a keeper, don't get in their way. because we probably need to be reducing staff a little bit. And it's amazing just putting that word out so you're not working so hard to hold somebody who's being pulled away can start to reduce your staff going into what could be a downturn, and you don't know how severe it's going to be. Another lever that you can pull is to figure out how to diversify. You see it coming. You know what your business is. Is there some other way that you can use those people to keep them gainfully employed to survive in a downturn? And so for us, our problem was it was based on the oil price. When it would go from $20 to $3, there's blood in the streets. There's foreclosures everywhere. Right. What are you going to do? And one of the things we did one year is we were bidding on a bus maintenance project for the Houston Metro Bus Company. And part of the myths and lore of Mustang was that we went into the presentation right before lunch, knew they didn't want us doing their work because we were doing offshore oil platforms. But I went over to their side with a bunch of Snickers bars, and I started telling them, we're a different company, and we're going to satisfy them better than anybody else. I'm putting a big Snickers bar in front of everybody. And I get to the last person, give her a big Snickers bar, and then I pull out a little one for her baby because she was pregnant. And everybody cracks up on this board. And one of the things I've found is if you can get some laughter going, you can change the energy in a room.
Right.
We got into a conversation with them about if they could cut down the red tape, because it was government work, and allow us to just do what we do best, we could really take care of them. We won that work, put half of our staff on bus maintenance work for the next 6 months, and it allowed us to not go down with the downturn. So I think it's incumbent. The people can only do so much. It's mainly the leadership that has to happen. What I called it was a no-fate leadership philosophy, and that comes from the Terminator movie, where Sarah Connors is carving no fate in that tabletop. I believe that there's no fate that you have to go up and down with your industry. And so if you look at our growth curve over 20 years from zero to $1 billion in revenue, we went through five big downturns, but in each one we went flat. And then we were poised with our good teams ready for the next uptick. And so we would go up twice as fast as everybody else. But that was because we had a no fate leadership mentality that pulled the levers at the right time.
You know, it's such a great story that you related, because this, you know, there are many takeaways. One of the takeaways that I just, you know, that ran through my mind is the fact that you were able to pivot. I mean, you weren't stuck in that, okay, you know, working on bus maintenance is just not something that we normally do, and therefore, you know, forget it. We're not thinking about that. No, it's survival. We want to keep the team in place. We want to get you a salary. Guess what? We could do it. That's great.
And I think because we were founders and entrepreneurs, we had the we'll do whatever it takes to put
to survive
bread on the table,
right.
And we had to get our people to think and believe that same way, and not lose that as you got bigger.
You know, this brings up another question: how do you communicate or deal with people that inherently are good, but you know have a difficulty in pivoting when the time calls for it?
The reason they can't pivot is because people have a tendency to build turf and set down roots and get into sort of a rut of how they get through their eight-hour day. And we had a thing, I called it the Mustang motion. And it was, man, we're just going to keep moving offices. We're going to keep moving our people around. When we hire a new person in, they're going to go right onto a project. I change things, like I talked earlier, at the coffee bar. They're changing all the time. And what I wanted to do was have a culture to where everybody was so used to things changing that when a big change would come, they would just laugh at it and roll right through it. And so part of culture is creating that ability to roll with change and, you know, not have to set your roots, not have to have your turf, move to whatever team needs you and make it the best team you've been on.
Bill, and here's an interesting item that you talk about in your book, and that is the importance of hard copy communications, good old-fashioned paper, despite the digital alternatives that, of course, everyone works with in the cloud base, you know, all that, you know, keeping all that in mind, but still good old-fashioned hard copy communications. Could you please elaborate?
I love that. This one blows CEOs' minds when I mention it. Let's say you're doing a monthly newsletter or a quarterly newsletter, and you're sending it out via email to all your people. And they'll say, are you sending it to the house? And the light bulb will go off, and I go, no, we aren't. And then I'll say, well, we not only sent it to the house, we printed it, and we snail mailed it to the house. And you're unbelievable. The spouse reads everything in it. If there's pictures of the kids, they're talking about it. We had spouses who would say to the person working at the company, hey, they've got an office overseas. I've always wanted to travel overseas. Why don't we go? The person would come in to me. I didn't know my wife wanted to go overseas. But by mailing that newsletter home, now you're starting to get the family engaged in understanding the culture. And when we do an airplane paper airplane contest, and the kids and the wife around the dinner table are making paper airplanes and decorating it with the company logo, they're talking about the company. And the toy boxes were filled with toys from skating parties and Christmas parties with the logo on it. So we got the families supporting the employee, to where if they had to work late or work a weekend, they would say, no, that's fine. We know you're loving it there. It's a great place for you. Keep it going. But hard copy communication, whether it's toys in the toy box, we had a 2-foot by 3-foot calendar. Who uses calendars? These are 2-foot by 3-foot, came with a pencil that you could mark on them and schedule things. They were everywhere. They're in everybody's office. They're in suppliers' offices. They're in client offices. And it's got your logo on it. And now anywhere anybody goes, they're seeing your logo. They know you're the fun, better place, better projects are coming out of your company. And you're just building that up across the industry.
That's great.
Hard copy.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yep. And especially because, I mean, I know here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, we do all types of print-based, but we do digital as well. But so often the conversation comes up, you know, about that newsletter. We produce many newsletters. Like, yeah, I'll just email it. I'm like, are people really going to consume all that information? I mean, email's great for, you know, a sentence, a quick update, a little graphic. But do you think people are going to consume 1,000 words that you produce on an email newsletter? That's not the forum. It's not the place. It's not, and therefore it has very, very limited effectiveness.
Yeah, I think they read the first couple of paragraphs and delete.
Yeah, if that much.
If that.
My guest is Bill Higgs. His new book is Culture Code Champions, a Forbes book release, 7 Steps to Scale and Succeed in Your Business. It's available at bookstores nationwide and on Amazon, of course. 2 lucky listeners are going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. 2 lucky listeners are going to win Bill's new book. 2 are going to win an autographed copy of Bill's new book, Culture Code Champions. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. This is the home stretch. This will go now until the bumper. So, if you're just tuning in, then, you know, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com. That is the platform that hosts every single episode that we've had here on this great program, Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Bill Higgs. He wrote the Culture Code Champions. It's all about corporate culture and how important it is and vital to your business. 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. 2 lucky listeners are going to win an autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. 2 lucky listeners are going to win Bill's latest book, Culture Code Champions, a Forbes book release, 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. Good luck. Well, Bill, you know, here's an interesting one. Businesses will sometimes advertise a job opening without realizing that there are some people on the team within the company itself who actually would be perfect for the position. So I guess my question is, you know, why don't companies tap into that or perhaps, you know, how can a company develop the framework to say, hey, I may have the superstar already sitting on the bus?
Yeah, I really love your title line, Mind Your Business. If you're going to mind your
Thank
business,
you.
I think you have to be intentional about culture. If you're intentional about culture, you're going to bust the silos between the departments, between the different groups. You're going to cross-fertilize them to where they know each other. With our new hire breakfast, we would always have all of our department managers and leadership there. And while they're talking about how people have moved from one department to another, and that you can actually do that in this company, which surprises people. But we try to make sure we have a young guns program for new people coming in that are below 35 years old. And we do a lot of cross-training in that to where they can see all of the different opportunities for types of jobs across the company. And I think what you do is you get a lot of communication going top to bottom on everything the company's doing, what projects are coming in, what the needs are. And those people, they'll surface out of your company, and you won't miss that opportunity of having somebody who's been there 3 years, is awesome, is wanting a new challenge, and now they don't have to go outside of your company to go get it. They can actually find it in your company. So I think advertising on your intranet, I don't think that's the story. I think it's the tight communication from the management up and down the organization, and then the people who are in the organization experience a little bit of everything that's going on in the company so that they have broader knowledge.
Now, Bill, earlier in the program, you talk about the critical nature and importance of communication. And you have a line, all problems are communication problems. I just want to come back at it because it's so critical. Perhaps, again, you could explain the critical nature of communication.
Well, I'd like to go into sales because sales is a big part of my book. It's sell while the shop is full. Drives me nuts that people get busy and overloaded so they stop selling. And then they think you turn it right back on and you're going to be selling again. It doesn't happen.
Right.
And so I say sell while the shop is full, but you need good communications between the salespeople and the operations people. So worked real hard. We used a system called Miller-Hyman, but there's a number of sales systems out there. Get a hold of a sales system. It will mint you money because it gives names to the different people that you're trying to sell to and the people within your organization. And so you get a common language for sales. And then we did a thing. You got to make it fun. So I call it arrows in the quiver. So I wanted all of my ops people, whenever they did something really cool, have a way to give that into the sales team. So now they've got arrows in the quiver, information that nobody else has that they're bringing to a client to differentiate themselves. So I was working the communication between sales and ops and using a sales system. When a project came in, ops was ready to totally jump on it and make, we always called it trying to make heroes of people you were working with. They could make that salesperson a hero because of the way they'd come out of the blocks and take care of that client and just cover them up with attention. So again, all problems are communication problems. If your salespeople are bringing in things and you don't know how to do them, or they're bringing them in and you can't make money on it, the basic problem is you didn't have good communications on what you were chasing, how you were chasing, how you're going to deliver it.
Mm. Bill, as we approach the close, this is not my final question, but just perhaps you could share with us, you know, as an airborne ranger, and of course a former.
Cool.
Yeah, let talk about it. Share with us. It's exciting.
Well, what about it?
You know, anything that you could share that, of course, a tip that could then be applied in the business world.
I have a claim to fame as an airborne ranger. In ranger school, they have a thing called hand-to-hand combat. So you go through a week of hand-to-hand combat training, and everybody goes in this huge sawdust pit. And you go until there's just one person standing. Now, that was me. That was the king of the pits.
Wow.
And so if you come out of ranger school, I was an honor grad. But if you come out as an honor grad and the king of the pits, that just gives you a lot of bragging rights when you go to your first unit. But it also set me up, I think, to just have the respect of the people I was leading from the get-go. But then you still have to earn it once you get in there.
Yeah. Bill, as we approach the close, my final question is, what tip could you share? And I just want to split it into two, really, from two perspectives. What tip could you share for business owners as it applies to corporate culture? And then the same question is, from the vantage point of an employee, what could you share, please?
Well, I think for a business owner, when I got out of the Army, I went to my first engineering firm. They stuck me in an office with a book to read and didn't give me anything to engage me. After about 4 days, I got bored with that. The secretary out in front of my office was really busy, so I went out and asked her if I could be her assistant. So for 3 months, I was assistant secretary, taking care of all the stuff I could do, because I couldn't type like she could, but I could assemble drawings and do all that kind of stuff. I think for the owners, it's like, have a way to engage those people on that first day and bring them in tight, get them to meet a number of people, get them gainfully employed. We had it to where a person would come in at 7:30 in the morning. By 8:45, they were in their office or at their desk. They had a bag of goodies from the company. They'd already met the other people on their project, and they had specific tasks to do that day. So they could go home and go, man, I've never started at a company like this before. And so you're changing that whole energy that they're expected to have when they come in. And I think as an owner, if you can do that and set that up to happen, and I had teams that made sure that happened, then you don't have that turnover of 70% of new hires don't make it to 12 months. I think 60% don't make it to 6 months.
So
our people, if they came in, they were there for at least 3 years, and that's a huge savings to the bottom line. For the for an individual person,
right.
This is what y'all need to do. Go check out your coffee bar. If it's not a fun place, it doesn't have fun stuff going on, change it. Get with a couple other people and say, let's put some corny stuff up here and let's start this ball rolling. Let's start having some fun. Let's get some communication. Let's have a hockey day, and we're all going to wear inline skates and we're going to wear hockey jerseys. And we're going to get some pictures, and we're going to tell management we're going to start having some fun in this place. And, oh, by the way, we're going to work twice as hard.
Folks, week in and week out, we have amazing business material, and this week was no difference. Bill Higgs, he just his release now, his newest release is Culture Code Champions, a Forbes books release, 7 steps to scale and succeed in your business. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business, right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.